Syrian forces Monday bombarded districts of Homs and attacked other cities. The attacks came after Arab states pledged support for the opposition battling President Assad and called for international peacekeepers to be sent to the country. During his Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for an end to the violence and bloodshed and called for a commitment to dialogue, reconciliation, and peace. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir, a professor at Rome's Pontifical Oriental Institute, about the current situation for Christians living in Syria.
How significant is the Pope's appeal on Syria?
It's important that all people, Christians, Muslims, the government and the reaction, the opposition, feel that really the Church is very concerned with peace and nonviolence. It's not concerned because they are Christians, but simply because there is violence and suffering. This is normally the reaction of the Pope always when there is any problem somewhere in the world. So he is really defending human people. And the situation is very dramatic, tragic in Syria since many weeks, and it's time to find absolutely immediately a solution because the situation, the violence is increasing from day to day.
Is the Church speaking out enough about what's going on in the country? And do you think this appeal, if not, do you think this appeal will help the Church community speak out more?
I think it helps. Many bishops in the country have spoken. At the beginning, it wasn't clear. People thought the bishops are for the regime, the government, because they were defending, in a way, the situation, the actual situation. The question, the problem is that now there is violence from both sides, even if the violence from the government is stronger because they have more means. But the revolution, the opposition, had become also react violently because they defend themselves and they received weapons from, they say usually, from Qatar and from the Gulf. And so we have now a blocked situation. Each one is trying to be stronger. That means more weapons, more dead every day. We have to stop it. It must be. The whole world could help, maybe not by a military intervention. This will not solve the situation, but by proposing a solution. And I think it's possible.
I wanted to ask you, what is life like for Christians under the Assad regime? And would they be worse off or better off with the regime change? We've seen the situation in countries like Egypt, where Christians, even after the revolution there, have not really seen their position change. They've seen it actually worsen.
The situation everywhere is that the government in Syria, for instance, well known to be more secular. They tried to have an equality between Muslims and non-Muslims, between Sunnah and Alawite, because themselves the government was a Alawite, which is a minority not bigger than the Christian minority, the Christian group. For that reason, the situation of Christians were quiet. As long as they didn't interfere with the politics. And this is what they did until now. They were doing their job, but not interfering with the politics, even if the politics was also non-democratic and violent when with the opposition and so on. What will come in is probably an Islamic regime, Islamic system, which is, for Christians, it's a danger. It could be, it would probably be less neutral and not so good for Christians. What is happening in, what happened and is happening in Egypt will repeat itself in other countries. We see even in Tunisia, where there are no Christians, the regime, the new regime, is much more Islamic as the previous one who was secular. So that's the reason why Christians are not supporting the government, but they fear the new system. And between two evils, they prefer what they know. That means the Assad regime, knowing that this regime is not good. Now, what's the solution? The solution is to, first of all, to stop violence. We need to stop death and torture and so on for both sides. Now, how is it possible? You have more power from the government side than the opposition. It means we need a mediator. It could be the nobody sees a solution really. But if there is an international pressure to say, okay, stop, disarm from both sides with an international control, not a military control, just a peaceful control to discuss and to come to a solution. There is no good solution now. But they have to see what is possible, whether the government agreed in changing really something, not only promising a change, as they did, and whether the opposition will accept this. They are fed up from one side with what is happening since years. From the other side, there is a small group of radical Muslims willing to have an Islamic system as a revenge of what happened since 20 years ago against the Islamic movement. It's a very sensible question.
Father Samir, we've seen attempts by the UN Security Council with a resolution that was vetoed by both China and Russia. The Arab League has called for the United Nations Security Council to create a joint peacekeeping force for Syria and has urged Arab states to sever all diplomatic contact with Assad's regime. Is this a positive development?
It's a positive development, even if Syria will say that the Arab League is no more neutral, that they are against the regime. Now, the Arab League is the best one in this situation. They have no power, but the international community cannot interfere if they don't have a support from the Arab world. They will be immediately accused of being anti-Arabs, anti-Muslims, and so on. But the request coming from the Arab world, with the help of the UNO, could be the only possible solution. Now, this request, as I understood, is not to expel the Assad regime, the government, is to find a quieter solution, to find a solution later. It's difficult to understand humanly why Russia and China are opposing. They are opposing for personal reasons, economical and political reasons. They want to show to Syria, we are with you, so that if the regime comes again, they will be the one who will be aggrieved in Syria and could develop their economical interest or political interest. But this is not the right way to help the population. Not all people in Syria are against the regime, but many, a lot, a big amount of people. And so it has to be taken seriously.
In some sections of the international community, the idea of military intervention similar to a Libyan model for the expulsion of Gaddafi is growing. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's not really an acceptable solution. We are seeing that in Libya, it's not yet a normal regime. And the Islamic movement, it's now, after the military intervention, the European drawdown, they went out of Libya, leaving them. So what have we done? I think the experience of Libya shows that people have to solve their problems together, but to do it and to be able to do it, they need a peaceful situation. This is the only thing that the intervention, the international intervention, could do, to try to keep quiet both sides and to say, we are with both, we are for peace. Now, try to find a solution and we help you. I don't think that a military will solve definitively. We will have other people when the military withdraw. We will have then the people, the Syrian people, between themselves fighting each other, I suppose.
Even if President Bashar al-Assad decided to really implement reforms, electoral, political reforms, is his position really untenable at this stage?
Maybe not. But here I see, for instance, the proposal of Turkey. It's also a personal one for personal reasons, but the proposal to say, you can come in Turkey, we protect you, but leave the country. The question is, if he leaves now in this situation, what will come in Syria? There is no other project now than the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, it could be also the less bad solution. I don't know how you say the smaller evil, but the situation is so that in any case it will be bad for a while, at least. Whether the Assad regime remains or a new one comes, we will have trouble for some years. Maybe there is no other situation, but at least we have to stop first violence, because people are dying hundreds daily, and it's impossible. And the violence is now growing. Few days ago it was in Aleppo, which was very, very unexpected. It touched Damascus, the big cities, I mean, not only Homs, Hama, and so on. I hope that an international peaceful intervention will come and will stop the violence, so that they find a common way. Either that Assad goes up. There is also a danger for the Alawite community, the community of the President Assad. They are trying to fight them now from both sides. It's becoming a confessional conflict, which was not the case for long years in Syria. It was very neutral.